talked a lot about the conference finals in the NBA. The Knicks have been stamped through to the NBA finals with their sweep of the Cavs. We've got Game 5 tonight, Spurs and Thunder. That's knotted up at 2. It's been an incredible series to watch. And joining us now is someone who's been watching all of this basketball, and we're always anxious to get his thought on today's game because he is the oldest living basketball player, oldest living former pro. It's Hoops Washington. Good morning, Hoops. How are you?
Good morning, young fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you? How old are you these days?
Old enough to know you're not supposed to ask a fella that.
Okay. I do believe you're in your hundreds, are you not?
I am. I'm in my hundreds.
Yeah. And where are you living these days? Are you, I take it you're at a retirement home or where?
I am. I'm at the Jerry West Home for Retired Players.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, logo.
The logo.
The
That's
logo.
Right.
Yeah.
Jerry West.
You probably knew Jerry or played with him.
I did. I played with a lot of the greats, George Mikan and Bob Cousy, Bill Russell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Tony yeah. Dumas.
Did you say Tony Dumas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony Dumas.
Okay.
And I want to personally thank y'all for having me on, because not many radio shows have as much fortitude and courage to have on a player that's so old while being so underdeveloped.
Well, no, we've had you on before, and it's great to talk with you. You have a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the game of basketball, and how closely have you been watching the playoffs this year?
You know, my vision isn't what it once was, so right. I can't make out what's happening on the television screen in the commons room.
Didn't you tell us you used binoculars to watch?
I did. I do use binoculars to watch the TV.
Okay. Well, yeah. That way you can see the action. So what have you been seeing in
the... that any team that I played on back in the day could beat any one of these teams. Mm-hmm. And,
really?
Yeah. I was on the 53 New York Knicks.
53?
Yeah, I played with Doc Vandeweghe.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetwater Clifton.
Okay.
Tricky Dick McGuire. Alley Cat McGuire. Vinegar Vince Borella. And Harry the Horse Gallison. He was a horse.
Everybody had a nickname back then, didn't they?
Oh, I didn't notice. I thought that was their real name.
And, of course, you're Hoops, so that makes sense.
Hoops Washington. You know, it's almost as if my parents knew I was going to be a basketball player.
That's your real name.
That's all my birth certificate, if I can find it.
Wow.
Okay.
That's before record keeping was, you know, like yeah. It is now with the computers.
I don't know. These
right.
These teams now, Hoops, I mean, New York scores 130 points, and San Antonio and Oklahoma City can defend. But you think your teams could have beat them?
I do, because the players are soft, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept of a foul back in the day, there were certain ways that you could decapitate a player and not get called.
I don't know about that.
And then you have players like Wimby, who I think is soft.
Uh-huh. He's pretty tough.
He's French, and they're notoriously soft people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hell, I killed a few of them in World War II just because collaborated with the Nazis during the occupation of France.
Okay. Hope you were sure about that.
I just had a feeling I could look at them and tell.
Well, oh, man.
But it did. I will say it is about the Wimby. he had a did have a nice half court shot. You see,
yeah, that was something.
That's the best half court shot since Steve from Sex in the City.
He had a good one too.
He did, and I've been part of more big events in history than a lot of players. I was there that historic night in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
The night that Kid Rock performed with Barbara Streisand and did all the songs of Matchbox 20.
Oh, I thought you were there for Wilt.
No, I was there that night, too, in Hershey.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I was there that night when Wilt slept with 100 women in one night.
I think he scored 100 points.
It was 100
right
points.
Off the Hershey Highway.
No.
Okay. Oops.
No.
You're
hoops.
Going off track here.
I was there the night he scored 100 points, too.
Yeah.
You know, the Warriors that night, they beat the New York 169-147.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and Wilt was responsible for 100 of those points.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, yeah.
That was March the 2nd, 1962.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably before y'all were born.
It was before we were born.
Yeah. But I root for the Knicks because that's how I used to play for the Knicks.
Hoops, are you okay?
I'm not doing well.
Okay. Well, gosh, we sure appreciate the time.
I appreciate your time. And y'all call me anytime. My great-grandkids don't come up to see me anymore, so I'm always looking for company.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. We'll call you. Yeah, we'll call you every day at this
Heck
time.
Yeah.
All right, y'all do that.
Okay,
now.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you now.
Okay. There goes Hoops Washington, oldest living basketball player.